This is The Adam Ritz Show, a public affairs talk show touching on community, health, foundations, and more. The Adam Ritz Show is underwritten by Vibonomics, an audio out-of-home advertising marketplace and audio experience company. Info at Vibonomics.com. And now, from the Vibonomics studios, please welcome your public affairs radio host, Adam Ritz.
Hey, everybody. My name is Adam Ritz. This is The Adam Ritz Show. We talk about public affairs. We try to have some fun and do it in style with a smile, and I do it with Jay Baker. He's a good old friend of mine, a broadcasting radio legend, and he is joining us on the telephone. Jay, how are you this morning?
Hey, I'm doing great, Adam, and yeah, I love public affairs. We always try to find some stories and share some information with you. And part of the reason that we even helped create the show was because you and I used to listen to public affairs on the radio back in the 70s, and it was dreadful, you know?
Yeah, you know, it doesn't have to be boring or a snooze fest. I mean, let's face it, most of our affiliates are playing the show on an early Sunday morning. So most of our listeners are either getting up, getting ready for church or driving to church, and we're trying to keep things light and fun. And I wanted to start this morning with a gentleman by the name of Keith Urban. I'm sure you've heard of Urban. I am not that familiar with his career as a country music star because I'm not a big country music fan. I'm not afraid to admit that. I know there's a lot of people that love country music. You know from your radio career, traditionally, country music is the number one radio format in any city in America.
Oh, yeah.
It's a big deal, and I admit that. I just don't. I'm not in, never been into it. I learned something about Keith Urban in the last couple of days, and I love this guy now. One, Jay, you know about me, I have an affinity for yacht rock. So I came across a story of Keith Urban. He's putting out a yacht rock album.
Oh.
Isn't that fun? And it's not songs he's written. It's a cover song album. So he's going to be performing cover songs of yacht rock classics. And he's released a couple examples, just him and a guitar on stage. This video is floating around online if you want to search for it. Him doing Stephen Bishop's On and On. And Robbie Dupree, Steal Away. And it's not like a country version of the song. It's just a great musician with a great voice doing his versions of those yacht rock songs. And in this article I read, he, at that performance, was awarded an amazing award for his charity work. He won the Angel Among Us Award. Because this is just blows my mind, Jay, and I love Keith Urban now. Since 1989, he is responsible for raising more than $1 billion for St. Jude's Children's Hospitals. That's $1 billion, Jay.
That's impressive. Yeah,
I mean, I marvel at anybody's charitable efforts to raise a dollar. Let alone $1 billion. He was quoted as saying, "Being recognized with the Angels Among Us Award is not something I take lightly. I've witnessed the courage shown by the children and families at St. Jude for more than 20 years, and it never ceases to amaze me. By standing together, we've been able to help St. Jude continue advancing research and treatment for children around the world with cancer and other life-threatening diseases. It's an absolute honor to stand behind a mission this meaningful." So there's your that's your triple whammy story there. We've got St. Jude's, we've got a charitable award, and we've got yacht rock.
That's the triple play for you, isn't it?
That's the three-legged table I like. So yeah, I'm a big fan of Keith Urban now, and I'm looking forward to this Yacht Rock album. No word on what the other songs are going to be or when it's going to come out, but congratulations, Keith Urban, on winning the Angel Among Us Award for your work in your charitable efforts to raise more than $1 billion for St. Jude's. That's just amazing.
Yeah, that's impressive. Hey, you know, you brought up music, and we are attracted to different forms of music, but you will be pleased to know that researchers in Canada say that you may be able to ease your anxiety by listening to music. And they actually created a test and the amount of time needed for easing your anxiety symptoms. They created some specially designed music, and if you listen to it for about 24 minutes, it can help reduce anxiety.
Is it 24 minutes of Pantera?
Well, in Canada, usually you have to have Canada content. So it's either Triumph or Gordon Lightfoot. I'm not sure.
Yeah, Pantera wouldn't ease my anxiety. And I think you're right. This has to be Ann Murray or Bryan Adams.
It has to be Ann Murray or Bryan Adams. I met a Canadian broadcaster not too long ago when I was recently in Florida. His take on Canadian radio was pretty comical. We'll save it for another episode. But I thought this was cool because you can kind of test this out yourself. They took some special music and they mixed it in with a pattern, sound pattern called ABS, that's meant to influence brain activity. So the researchers included about 144 adults with moderate anxiety. They played them the music. It eased their anxiety. And then they determined that about 24 minutes worth of this music can help you. And here's the reason why I brought up this particular story is you can do searches on YouTube and even type in music for back pain. Have you come across anything of that nature, Adam?
No, but I am going to do this now. I never even thought of that. Yeah, with AI and the internet, you can search for anything.
Well, they mix these things together. There's a company that created a technology called Binaural Beats. And along with this ABS technology, you actually can find music that can help ease not only anxiety, but like back pain, knee pain, things of that nature. And I know it sounds like almost too hard to believe, you know, it's too good to be true. I'm not saying that, you know, you should forego medical advice, but if your back hurts, it might not hurt you to listen to the music.
So what you're saying, Jay, and this is from Jay Baker, if you have a severe health problem and need surgery, all you have to do is Google what song will fix this.
Yes. There's a music. You won't have to have your appendix out.
We advise call if you need a medical emergency, call 911. Do not Google what song should I listen to. I just severed my left arm.
We have such good medical advice.
My left arm is lying on the ground during a horrific yard maintenance accident. What song will fix this?
That song will actually repair and regenerate your arm. So that's a given. But yeah, I was surprised. Some of these song snippets can actually help ease some things because here's what we have found through research. Some things are in your mind, not all things. And it was just interesting. Now, Adam, I thought of you. I almost blamed you when I saw this story.
Oh, no.
12 tons of Kit Kats have been stolen in Europe.
Oh, my. I am not. I was never in Europe. I am innocent.
I don't know when it comes to you and Kit Kats, but 12 tons of Kit Kat bars were stolen from a shipment. It was heading to Poland from a Kit Kat factory in Italy. I thought to myself, that's the perfect job for you, Adam, working in Italy at the Kit Kat factory.
That sounds like a dream retirement right there.
You'd be like Willy Wonka, my friend. But yes, apparently a stolen truck has not been found yet. Investigators are on the case. The candy is likely bound for black markets, though it can still be tracked by the so-called batch codes. Believe it or not, the Kit Kat Company is urging European consumers to check on their website to see if their Kit Kats might be part of the stolen shipment.
Hot Kit Kats. These Kit Kats are hot.
It's a Kit Kat caper, as we like to
say. I can sense the screenplay being written right now. Mark Wahlberg starring in the movie, The Kit Kat Caper.
The Kit Kat Caper. Hey, have you ever been to San Antonio, Texas?
I have been to San Antonio. I've walked the Riverwalk. I have. I've had guac, chips, and salsa right there on the Riverwalk. Yeah, that's a great town.
Yeah, it's a beautiful city, great food. Like you said, a very walkable downtown. It's also the home of the Alamo, and the Alamo is a pretty impressive historical site to visit. They are marking a milestone with a restoration effort. The final structural beam was placed atop what will be the new visitor center and museum center. It says the new experience will allow guests to enjoy the Shrine of Texas Liberty with its full 300-year history in a brand new way. It is slated to reopen in the spring of 2028. So don't go there now. It's closed. But if you go there in the spring of 2028, I think you'll be impressed.
I hope they're putting a basement in. And I hope that you understood that reference. Do you remember in Pee Wee Herman when he was, he went to the Alamo because he was looking for his bike and he thought it was in the basement. he took the tour and he asked, where's the basement? And everybody laughed at him. I think that'd be fantastic if this restoration project put some sort of basement or lower level in the Alamo.
I think any site you visit that has history, you should just ask, hey, is there a basement?
And, you know, they should put a replica of Pee Wee Herman's bike in the basement of the Alamo.
They should.
Okay.
Hey, here's I wish I had better news, but new research indicates that boring meals may actually help you with weight loss.
Yeah, I buy that. I mean, right off the top of my head at face value, the most exciting meals for me are probably not healthy for me. So I'll buy that.
Yeah, because it makes sense. You're the average U.S. Citizen, and you say, man, what do I have for dinner every night? But new research reveals there's an unexpected upside to sticking to a go-to meal. So if you have a meal you like, a new study from Drexel University in Philadelphia suggests eating the same thing on repeat may be the key to shedding pounds.
That is, you'd think that you need some variation, some different types of food, different nutrition, change it up. But the same thing over and over, as long as it's healthy, I guess.
Yeah, it says it's basically they looked at consistency. The study found that participants who ate more routine meals and kept calorie intake the same, lost significantly more weight over 12 weeks than those that switched up what they ate more often. So they said instead of just relying on willpower, research noted repetition is a simple but powerful tool for losing weight.
But, check with your health provider because let's just say, I don't know, top of my head, you happen upon 12,000 tons of Kit Kats. That's not, we're not talking about eating Kit Kats on high repetition for health purposes. That does not count.
I don't think the researchers at Drexel University were ordering out for nachos.
Yeah.
I don't think you're not supposed to eat nachos every night.
No.
If only.
What I heard Jay say was have three big arches a day.
Yes.
No, that's not what he said.
No, that's not what he said. Yeah. So I thought that was kind of interesting. And they sort of said that it coincides with other healthy habits, because you know yourself, if you schedule your workouts ahead of time during the week, you know, Thursday noon rolls around and you've got the gym scheduled, you know that in general, you'll go ahead and do that because you've decided ahead of time that's what we're going to do.
Yeah. Okay. I like it.
Now, we've talked about this a lot. AI is pretty clever. You probably use it in your line of work or at home. But here's an interesting note. A professor said that he found one word is a dead giveaway of AI use in some of their students writing their essays.
I heard this story. Let me test my memory. Is the word moreover?
Yes.
So
the word is moreover.
So kids listening to this program, do not use the word moreover in your essays or term papers. Your professor or teacher will think you're cheating.
Yeah, they interviewed a guy. His name's Matt Prince. He's a professor at Chapman University in California. He said he did notice certain patterns with the way hyphens would be inserted into words. But he said the word moreover.
But moreover, he said.
Yeah, moreover, he said, if you use moreover, there's a 99% chance that AI has written this paper. They said that the word rarely appears in your casual conversation or writing patterns. So when he sees it used repeatedly in papers, he does mark AI question mark. And, you know, a lot of professors do have to be careful because, Adam, you and I know that the famous sort of workaround in academia used to be people keeping so-called test files, mm-hmm. because so many courses would have repetition to them. Like if you took that course, let's say 4 years ago, the assignments were very similar. So if you kept essays from that era, many students could just copy it verbatim, send it back in because it had been 3 or 4 years, and professors who are busy may or may not catch that. However, with AI, it's a little bit more immediate. They're having to catch it not from a test file, but from the fact that AI can generate spontaneously a lot of written information.
I don't know how, you know, AI's been around, but it just seems like we're at the precipice of it right now. I don't know how in a few years, how anybody is going, any teacher or professor is going to be able to do any sort of homework, take home activity and not have AI just completely ruin it. So my point is, I think in the future, even if that's just a year away or 10 years away, all classwork or homework is going to have to be done in live, real time in front of the professor.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great point. You'll have to create, if you will, not to sound like Mr. Technician, but a chain of custody. And the only way you could probably do that is have the person sit there and go, okay, write your essay.
Yeah, that's what I would do if I was a professor and I had any doubts that little Johnny was using AI to write his paper. Moreover, what I would do is
okay. Little Johnny is trying to do his public affairs show, and moreover, he is using AI.
Adam just said, moreover, this is not a real human show.
I should use AI more often. I really, you know, I'm working too hard. Oh, my goodness. Hey, here's something. I kind of thought that this had slipped into the past a little bit, but apparently it's making a comeback. A lot of social media influencers will make big money this year during spring break. Apparently that's sort of a very opportune time for social media influencers. It's a serious cash season because they're treating these beach trips like a full-on business trip. There's still a bunch of very popular creators. And that surprised me. Did it surprise you at all?
Oh, yeah. I think we're at the point now where there's more people online, influencers, if you will, that have hundreds of thousands, if not millions of followers, than there are people.
Yeah.
So I don't know who's watching this stuff. To be famous, you used to have to be really good at what you're doing, and millions of people would have to give you their attention to be in your audience. Now there's just, it just seems like every other person on the street has a million followers. What is happening?
Well, that's the surprise. So I'm glad to hear you say that as well, because part of me thought, I mean, how could this be? But, you know, you think about this, the old spring break, think back to your college days. How much thought did you put into spring break other than, hey, maybe I should put on some sunscreen later?
Well, I don't even think I thought that, Jay. You're giving me way too much credit.
Thought that. That's pretty funny. But yeah, apparently Gen Z influencers, that just rolls off the tongue, instead of doing the usual spring break activities, they're getting up early, looking for lighting, cranking out content across multiple social platforms to keep brands and followers engaged. I know you and I had bumped into each other recently in Florida, and I don't think it came up at the time, but I had an opportunity to visit Disney with a gentleman who is very much a Disney insider, and it's kind of fun just to really kind of learn the mechanizations of how Walt Disney World works, because it is one of the most magical places on the planet, as you and I know.
It is.
The reason why I bring that up, this gentleman was saying he was a little put off by the number of influencers, because the influencers were going for hype, and like you pointed out, just trying to get followers as opposed to providing accurate information about the parks. He said they weren't stretching the truth, but they were sort of looking at the wrong thing. You know what I mean?
And was he talking about Disney influencers that were trying?
Yeah, just Disney influencers in general. You know, a lot of hype. You know, here's guys with a camera just outside a new restaurant opening and going on and on and on about that restaurant, even though that gets followers, that's not necessarily the story of Disney, was his point.
He's absolutely right.
And it was, he just found it a bit irritating in light of here's what the park is to him, and here's how he sees them portraying the park.
I totally agree. There's two issues with influencers that I have. One, and let's take your example, this influencer at a Disney park doing a little video report on a new restaurant. I don't know this guy's credibility or his talent skill level. So what he's saying might be completely false and wrong. So you can't watch these videos and think what you're consuming is 100% accurate. But two, Jay, here's what bothers me more. Moreover, is that they're in my way. They're in everybody's way. You know, I as a customer of Disney World in this restaurant, you as a customer, as a tourist, as a person that wants to enjoy it. Now you have to navigate your world around their filming, because they think this is their world. They think this is their video shoot. And have you ever heard or seen a video of an influencer who gets mad because a commoner, so to speak, walks in between them and their camera phone?
Yes.
And they don't have any right to that space, more right than the person that walked between them and their camera. I've seen videos of gym rat influencers. They're doing pull-ups or something, and they set up their camera, and they're videoing themselves doing pull-ups. And then somebody else at Planet Fitness walks between them and the camera to go get a dumbbell or a barbell, and they get all bent out of shape because they ruined their shot. Well, guess what, buddy? This is a public space, and I'm paying my membership to use the weights too. So if you want to do a video shoot, rent out a soundstage and do it that way, because that's what I can't stand about influencers.
Yeah, so be aware, you may see some influencers during spring break. Yeah, I mean, it's interesting that it's still a thing and it's still out there trying to get the likes and the clicks.
A lot of kids, you know, they'll put that on their job, their dream job. What do you want to do? It's not astronaut or doctor. It's I want to be an influencer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I'm a fascinating person, and I think you'll find me fascinating as well.
Yeah.
Well, short naps may be beneficial for health and focus. It turns out even a super short nap can seriously improve your day, with experts saying just 5 minutes of light sleep can boost alertness, creativity, and overall brain function.
I will attest to what you are saying. There are times when I'll just doze off for 6 or 7 minutes in a seated position on my couch. I won't even lay down. And that actually, I know it helps.
Yes. That's exactly what the experts are saying. Basically, the mechanism is that napping gets your body out of stress mode and into restoration mode. So everything from memory to emotional processing and even heart health is improved. And while actual sleep has the biggest benefit, just simple rest like walking or meditating or just unplugging in general can still give your body a much needed rest.
Check with your employer before you decide to go take a 5 to 10 minute nap once an hour through the entire day.
Yeah. Most things we say, check with your doctor. Other times we say falling asleep at your desk. Yeah, your boss may not like it.
I could combine these last two stories, Jay, and I could become a short nap influencer and just every day post a 5 minute video of me taking a nap. You think I'd get some followers?
I think so. I think that people would pay super good money to watch you sleep.
You know, the word influencer, Jay, are these people actually influencing anyone? That's the question.
Well, I think that is the question. And, you know, the traditional influencer oftentimes is promoting products. And the people that produce the products know that just having a set number of eyes on their product, a certain number of people are going to respond and react to that product based on merely seeing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd love to know the lift in sales of a product that an influencer with 1 million people, if they hold up the soda can and say, this is what I drink, how many people that are watching that really think, well, you know what, I'm going to drink it too because you've influenced me.
Yeah, and that soda has a blue label, and blue makes me think that, you know, I won't be as thirsty.
Jay, you are the original.
That's a lot of work.
You're the original influencer. Starting your radio career in the mid 70s, the late 70s, you were influencing people before it was cool.
I know.
And you still are. All right, Jay Baker, thank you so much for coming on the show and influencing our listeners. You've influenced me. Moreover, I would just like to say that you're a great guy, and I think that the main takeaway from this show is, kids, if you want to cheat, use the word moreover in daily conversation so it's not such a red flag when you use it on a term paper. If you want to hear this show in its entirety, it's in podcast form on our website, as all of our past shows are as well. The website is adamritzshow.com.
The Adam Ritz Show is recorded live in studio at the Vibonomics Worldwide Headquarters. Learn more about the Vibonomics Audio Out-of-Home Marketplace at Vibonomics.com. For information on this broadcast, including past on-demand episodes, interview submissions, and syndication contacts, visit AdamRitzShow.com.